Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Micha Perek Dalet, the fourth chapter of Sefer Micha. And this Perek is now a vision of world peace. So we've just moved off a really critical Nevuah prophecy referring to destruction, and specifically the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And so therefore we lead straight in now to a prophecy which talks about the reconstitution of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash specifically. It's a comfort which follows immediately after the destruction. And it is worth noting that this prophecy borrows terminology and ideas from Yeshayahu Perek Beis. So this prophecy sounds very, very similar to the prophecy of Yeshayahu, and it makes a lot of sense because, first of all, Yeshayahu was a contemporary of Micha. He is one of the four prophets at the same time. It was Hoshea, Amos, Yeshayahu, and Micha. But as the Baal Brenner points out, this does not mean to say that Micha is copying and pasting the speeches of Yeshayahu. What this means to say is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending out the same message to all his prophets at the time, and they each incorporate them and amalgamate them differently. So without further ado, let's start the Perek. It is divided into two basic sections. The first is a prophecy of redemption, of comfort, and the last one is an accusation. Let's start at the beginning. The first half of the Perek runs from Pasuk Aleph to Ches, where he actually explicitly says that when is this going to take place? It's going to be the end of days. When is this going to be? What's going to happen in that time? That the house of Hashem will be established, will be in its correct place on the tops of the mountains. And everybody's going to come back to the Har HaBayis. All the nations are going to come and they're going to say, let's go to the house of Hashem. And we'll learn from, or he will teach us from his ways. And we should go in his pathways. Kimitzion Teitze Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, because Torah will emanate from Zion and the Torah from Jerusalem. This, of course, is the pasuk which is also in Yeshayahu Perek Beis. V'shofat bein amim rabim, and the Mashiach will judge between all the different nations, and he's going to now rebuke the different nations. Ad rochoik v'kitetzu charvoiseihem li'itim v'chanisoiseihem le'mazmeiros. And at that point in time, they're going to beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. V'loy yisu goy el goy chere v'loy yilmadu oid milchama, and they'll no longer learn war anymore. It'll be a time of peace. People are going to sit under their vineyards. They're going to sit under their fig trees. There will not be fear because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking at this point in time, and everybody wants to go in the way of Hashem forever. At that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll bring back the limping one and the refugee. I will bring back into the fold. And I'm going to, at that time, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'ata migdal eder ofel bas tzion odecho teise voso ha-memshala harishona amleches ma-amleches levas Yerushalayim. Hashem is going to bring back the scattered flocks to Zion. And it is going to be a time where it is going to be the Mamleches, Levas Yerushalayim, is going to be the original Malchus, the original kingship will return to Jerusalem. Very beautiful words. Let's appreciate a few ideas over here. This statement of Kimitzion Teitzei Torah Mudvar Hashem Yerushalayim, what is it referring to? So the Malbim says that it refers to the Morei Hora'ah. The teachers of the law will be seated, the Sanhedrin will be seated in Jerusalem. And the Nevuah prophecy will emanate from Jerusalem itself. One example of this in Halacha is, the Rambam says in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, when it comes to sanctifying the new month in Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, that Ein Mechashven V'Koyven HaChadoshim Amrim Shana Ela Be'eretz Yisrael, that we can only establish the new month when you are in Israel itself. Why? Quoting this pasuk as it appears in Yeshayahu, Kimitzion Taitzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So halachically speaking, the seat of teaching of Torah and the halachic system is dependent in some halachas on being in Yerushalayim. However, the Abarba now points out that perhaps more homiletically speaking, you see something interesting. This does not sound like this is talking about a big yeshiva with a large kollel. What this sounds like is the nations of the world are coming in and they are noticing Kimitzion Teitzei Torah, which means to say the Torah we're talking about is an outward-facing Torah, not an inward-facing Torah. We're talking about the Torah which is going to be the beacon of learning, the beacon of ideology, which is going to influence and inspire the rest of the world. That's what it means, Ki Mitzion. This is going to be the universal Torah, which is going to change and reshape the world around us. What does it mean to say in Pasuk Dalet that the Mashiach is going to judge between the different nations? The Malbim says so beautifully. He says, what are the reasons we have wars today? So he argues that there are two reasons we can have wars. And the one is a religious dispute. There are religious ideals which are at stake. People disagree with them and they fight over them. Or ideological social disputes, whether it be over water or land. Or ideologically, they disagree on principles as well. It might not be necessarily principles of religion, but let's say democracy versus communism. And wars are fought over these things. So what's going to happen? So that's why the antidote to both of these is ultimately going to be these two psukim. Number one is that there's no longer going to be all these different religions believing in different deities or polytheism, because Ki Mitzion Tetzeh Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, there's going to be one word of God, not every will necessarily be Jewish, but everybody serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one. And in Pasuk Dalet is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge, but Dvar Melech Mashiach is going to judge between the different social crimes of different people. So meaning to say, that's why this will ensue with a period of absolute world peace, because the reasons for the lack of world peace will have disappeared. Religious diversity and ideological and social disputes, which are going to be resolved by Mashiach. And that's going to lead to ultimate peace. It is worth noting something over here, which is really beautiful. And that is that the Jewish view of the future, the Jewish view of what the world will look like in an ideal setting, is not one of jihad or crusade. It is not one where Jews will go out and kill, slaughter, and maim, and completely decimate the rest of the world and seek dominion over it, where Jerusalem will be this powerful, vengeful capital, which is really the way a lot of religions throughout history have talked. That is their ideal. Judaism does not speak like that. There is certainly the war of Gog and Magog. That is one at one point in time, there seems to be some war of retribution, which is waged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And might even be between two separate non-Jewish nations. We talked about that when we learned Yechezkel and Yeshayahu in the various permutations. But nonetheless, the major view of the future is a future of peace, where Jerusalem is a capital, not for extortion, not for violence, not for dominion, but it is a beacon of teaching. That is a remarkable view of the future. It is countercultural in every sense. Let's go a little further. One little interesting note over here, and that is the limping one in this section. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about how he's going to bring back the limping one and the refugee. The limping one refers to Yaakov Avinu as he was maimed by the angel, and this refers to the northern kingdom, the Ababinel argues, and the Tzoleh, the Nidre, the one who is the refugee, is the south, who are going to return at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to the limping one who will not return at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Just interesting thought. In Pasuk Tes, to the end of the Perek, till Yudalid, the tone shifts, and the tone is now that you know that the future is going to be good, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return you, then why in the world are you seeking your enemies as your allies? Why? Lama Tariyo Reya? HaMelech Ein Boch Yotzach Ovad? Do you not have a king? Do you need to ask everybody else for help, and that's why you're going all these different places? And he mocks them like this, going into pangs of childbirth without anybody to help you. That's how he mocks the nation of Israel as they turn around, looking around for help for allies who are not going to really be allies to them. And therefore he says, V'ne'esfu olayich goyim rabim, many nations are going to come into you, ho'amrim, techanaf v'tachaz v'tzion einenu. They want to have their vision over Zion. In fact, it's interesting that Josephus points out when Nero Caesar sent Postumus in the first negotiations or connections between Rome and Judea. What ended up happening was, at the beginning, they didn't demand taxes. They just demanded that in Jerusalem they would fly the Roman flag 3 times a year. Very interesting. That was the beginning of the relationship. And it seemed that they wanted recognition at the beginning. That's what he's describing over here about the Romans, as the Ababinel argues as well. At the end, what's going to happen is it sounds like there's going to be some sort of retribution. Hashem is going to bring all the nations back. He keeps some ke'almir gorna. He's going to bring them back to the grains to the granary. What that means is that the Romans and all their subsidiaries will be brought back to Jerusalem for the retribution of all the suffering they inflicted upon Israel throughout their tenure in Galus. And even at the end, it talks about the section, Atah tizgodedi bas gedud, matzor shom aleinu bashevet yakur alelechi eis shofet Yisrael. And you're going to bring back what is argued by the Malbim is the children of those nations who smote us, meaning the children of the Syrians, the children of the Babylonians, the children of the Persians, who want to seek out fighting their parents and their ancestors' vendetta. Sometimes you hear this language when you hear the Ayatollah talking in Iran about the way that they want to think about eliminating, Rahman al-Islam, the state of Israel. When the children of these states will say the same language as their parents, then ultimately they will be brought to justice. So it's a sort of a double-edged sword here. On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there will be retribution for these nations who treated you so terribly, but then why do you seek friends? Why do you seek them when you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately your protector? This closes Perek Dalet, and we'll continue tomorrow with Perek Hey. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.